Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
This sounds very trivial. In fact, look, it is trivial. But actually, there was a great lesson that came from it. A man bought an expensive designer messenger bag overseas and several years later wanted a replacement strap. So he went into the company's outlet here in Australia and they wouldn't sell the strap to him. They said, "We need to see proof of purchase." Well, he bought the bag years ago, so he didn't have the receipt. So they said they won't sell him a strap. It wasn't like he wanted it for free. He was going to buy it, and it was $50 at that. How mean-spirited were they? Sorry, my emotion's getting the better of me. Be quiet, Aaron. You don't have an opinion. These days, my friend spends his days keeping one eye out for a strap, but can't find any shop that sells them. It could be a good business idea, that. A store that sells straps for messenger bags, over-the-shoulder work bags, that kind of thing. I wonder if there's something I could... No, bad idea. Where am I going with this? I've forgotten. Oh yeah, okay. It's actually the lesson my friend learned, to respect another person's no. In this case, a retailer's decision to not sell something that they did have in the store and that he wanted to buy. Fair trading agreed, and said retailers have the right to not sell something to you that is in their store, as ridiculous as that seems. Respect is such a valuable asset, and when we can say, "Oh, okay, I respect your no," then we've really come somewhere. And God bless that designer store for helping that man grow. He's happier, richer, and fuller because of his new strength in character. That's priceless. Something else can make our life richer and fuller as well. And the fullness never ends. In the book of John, Jesus said, "I have come to give you life, and life abundantly." I'm Aaron Wright.